producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney. Some big news as far as repercussions from what happened in Paris, especially concerning the Syrian refugees and allowing 10,000, which is the president's plan, into the United States. A lot of blowback on that, including from some Democrats. And word that two planes headed to France had to be diverted, one to Salt Lake City and one to Nova Scotia because of bomb threats, again, that were called in. Plus, we have some wintry weather, dumping a lot of snow in Colorado, but of course, any Coloradans listening to me know that it burns off after 5 hours, but those twisters that rip through Texas, not a great deal for the people in Texas. So some wintry weather starting to make its way across the United States. First, let's talk about these two Paris-bound Air France flights. Again, they had to be diverted because of this reported bomb threat. And because of the fact there's this heightened awareness, we're on edge because of Paris, so anybody who's calling in a bomb threat, you can bet they're going to take it serious. What happened was two different scenarios. So both were Air France, absolutely, including this Flight 55 from Washington Dulles. And so that was one of the flights that had to be diverted because of the scare. And in that scenario, what happened was a call and an anonymous threat saying once they took off that there was a bomb on board. So as a precaution, they had to do the security checks and they had to land the flight. Again, this was a Flight 55 from Washington Dulles and then Flight 65. So what happened with 65 was an Airbus 3A380. And in that case, it landed in Salt Lake City, so that was another problem. The plane landed without any kind of incident. The passengers were bused to a terminal, and at Salt Lake City, they say that the plane, the empty plane, was a safe distance from the terminal. The FBI is looking into that. Flight 55, the Boeing 777, was diverted to Halifax, Nova Scotia. So there are a couple of different things that collided almost at one time, but scared enough people. And the fact is you can't take that lightly, so they grounded them. That's exactly what happened, and trying to figure out where do those calls come from. And they didn't find anything inside the planes, but it was serious enough because of what's happened to do something about it. Now, when it comes to the refugees in that situation, we know that governors, I guess in theory or in practice, governors can affect this process of not taking in the refugees by refusing to cooperate with the resettlement efforts. But do they have the authority to block the refugees? And the fact is they don't legally. Governor Kasich, who's running for president on the Republican side from Ohio, clearly said that, you know, we don't want to accept Syrian refugees. We can express our concerns, but legally we cannot stop the flow. A State Department spokesperson said that the governors can't do it. So that started that back and forth from entering their states. But local governments can sort of do this consultation thing, and state governments sometimes, they say, provide these better benefits to those settling. But here's the bottom line. Do we really want them to settle? We don't have a clear cut, I think, understanding of what the vetting process is, and to me, that is the most frightening thing of all. So here you have Chuck Schumer, who is questioning it. I mean, is there a bigger Democrat from New York, the senator, longtime senator? He takes over as the Democratic leader in the chamber, as you all know, in 2017, and he said, maybe we just take a pause. Listen, we need a pause. That might be necessary in what's happened on allowing these Syrians fleeing civil war to enter into the country. So you have Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, you have the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, calling on the administration to put the plans on hold. Even House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said that the chamber plans to vote Thursday on legislation that would block Syrian refugees from coming into the country unless four top U.S. enforcement and national security officials can affirm that none of them is a security threat. And I don't think they can do that 100%. How can they do that? The answer is they can't. So we have a little bit of a standoff here, but I think it's a good one. I think there has to be at least a pause. And, of course, the reason for this is when you had one of the assailants who was killed when they found a passport near his body that was a Syrian passport. Now, the French are saying the passport was fake, but he entered Europe by using a forged passport that was Syrian to pose as a refugee. And what a way to do that. How are you going to vet who's coming in? How can you 100% guarantee we're not going to get this crazy mix? And the answer is, I don't believe they can. They can't do it. I say stop it, put the brakes on it. Why would we even tempt fate? We'd have to have way more assurances that that's not the situation. And I don't think we can get those assurances. So, to me, the risk factor is off the charts, and we don't want to move the needle in that direction. If I were in one of those law enforcement positions, if I was the head of the FBI, I would absolutely be banging down the door at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and telling the president why I have all these objections. Now, this is something that he said we should do. It's a humanitarian crisis. We have to step up. There were plenty of people that fought for that to happen, that wanted to see that happen, but circumstances change. And I didn't like the circumstances in the beginning, and I think many of you felt the same way, because we go back to the same thing. What is the process of vetting? How can you tell us that we're at least 95% sure that who's coming in is who they say they are? And I don't think you can do that. I don't even think you can give it a 50%, and to me that's just too risky. All right, let's talk about the storms. I met someone today that was in from Colorado, and they said, oh my gosh, it was like a blizzard, but in Colorado it blows away after 5 hours. And I thought that was pretty funny assessment of the weather situation. And people in Colorado know that is kind of true, and they're used to this sort of thing. But needless to say, heavy snow on parts of Colorado, and then tornadoes to millions of people in Arkansas and Texas. So there were some pretty damaging twisters that plowed through the panhandle just the other day. Much of Interstate 70, which is the main thoroughfare east and west in Colorado, by the way, had to be closed. So for what we're saying, there is an effect on it, and I mean an effect on travel. And they were pretty bad. I mean, it was 15 inches of snow in some places and heavy winds. So you got semi-trailers, you got dozens of semi-trailer trucks and cars lined up along the interstate, despite, again, how they deal with the weather. And, by the way, on Monday, there were at least 5 tornadoes that touched down in the Texas Panhandle, one that hit a Halliburton district office near Pampa. And luckily nobody was there, but we know how deadly tornadoes can be. And in California, while all this is going on, they're just praying for rain. They're waiting for rain. They need relief from a 4-year drought. Insanity. All right, hang with us, everybody. More to come next on America Tonight.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely. friendly. We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Once again, we've seen an outrageous attempt to terrorize innocent civilians. This is an attack not just on Paris. It's an attack not just on the people of France, but this is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond. France is our oldest ally. The French people have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States time and again. And we want to be very clear that we stand together with them in the fight against terrorism and extremism. Paris itself represents the timeless values of human progress. Those who think that they can terrorize the people of France or the values that they stand for are wrong. The American people draw strength from the French people's commitment to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We are reminded in this time of tragedy that the bonds of liberté and égalité and fraternité are not only values that the French people care so deeply about, but they are values that we share. And those values are going to endure far beyond any act of terrorism or the hateful vision of those who perpetrated the crimes this evening. We're going to do whatever it takes to work with the French people and with nations around the world to bring these terrorists to justice and to go after any terrorist networks that go after our people. We don't yet know all the details of what has happened. We have been in contact with French officials to communicate our deepest condolences to the families of those who have been killed, to offer our prayers and thoughts to those who have been wounded, We have offered our full support to them. The situation is still unfolding. I've chosen not to call President Ouellette at this time because my expectation is that he's very busy at the moment. I actually, by coincidence, was talking to him earlier today in preparation for the G20 meeting. But I am confident that I'll be in direct communications with him in the next few days, and we'll be coordinating in any ways that they think are helpful in the investigation of what's happened. This is a heartbreaking situation, and obviously those of us here in the United States know what it's like. We've gone through these kinds of episodes ourselves. And whenever these kinds of attacks happened, we've always been able to count on the French people to stand with us. They have been an extraordinary counterterrorism partner, and we intend to be there with them in that same fashion. I'm sure that in the days ahead we'll learn more about exactly what happened, and my teams will make sure that we are in communication with the press to provide you accurate information. I don't want to speculate at this point in terms of who was responsible for this. It appears that there may still be live activity and dangers that are taking place as we speak. And so until we know from French officials that the situation is under control and we have more information about it, I don't want to speculate. Okay? Thank you very much.
All right, so you heard the president there. This was in the beginning. This is how the U.S. reacted to what happened in France. And now there are a couple days in advance of that happening since the president spoke as to what's going on. And, I mean, just shocking images, photos of what happened. I think as a grim reminder, if you let down your guard, here's unfortunately where you can end up. And France is in one of those weird positions with what's happening demographically in the country. And you see how shocked we all were about Charlie Hebdo. And now we've got this going on with France. There's been a lot of reaction to it from Americans, you know, putting the peace symbol with the Eiffel Tower on it. And certainly doing whatever they can. People are donating, but there's not much to do. I'm saying donating effort and time. Those in the intelligence business, which I mentioned at the top, and as I have two friends who told me that they were working on a few things, so that means that there's a big reach on this, and I think that's a really, really good thing. Now what we're seeing is a lot of anti-Islam protests that are breaking out across France as a result of this. Hollande wants a three-month state of emergency. You heard me mention Eiffel Tower closed, Louvre closed, and you know the people are obviously shook up and frightened, and what a risk it is to some of the communities there. And here's the thing. So what is the president's job in this situation as this manhunt continues for the eighth Paris suspect, and now the investigation saying that coming out of that the attacker, one of the attackers, was a woman, and there was actually warning, Iraq sent a warning because they knew something of it. So here we go again with, well, what happened to that warning? Did somebody drop the ball? Is this false or exaggerated information? But Iraq is saying, no, we shared information that France, U.S., and Iran definitely targets. The Iraqi foreign minister, Jafari, said his country's intelligence services shared everything they could that showed that those three areas, including the United States, were being targeted for an attack. He wouldn't elaborate very much, but he commented after the people were killed in Paris on Friday on all those suicide bombers and those attacks claimed by the Islamic State. So they said they had information that the countries were to be targeted soon before it occurred, and that the countries were informed. He didn't specify that the threat was from ISIS, who, of course, they control swaths of Syria and Iraq, but
said that the recent attacks in Egypt, Lebanon, and France require a global response to the jihadist group. So I come back to the question again. What is the U.S.'s response to this situation? Obviously, we're lending a hand, but what does that mean? What does that mean by lending a hand? How much are we doing to help the French in this horrific time? And plus, the fact that we're also on that list and we know that. Is there any doubt that you cannot take ISIS lightly? That you cannot take it lightly? And now there's a panic about the Syrian refugees that are seeking asylum in the United States as to what people are coming through because of these appalling terror attacks. I mean, this infusion of Syrian refugees. You know, last week, New Orleans, and even Bobby Jindal wrote a note to the president of Homeland Security about this. They started their first wave, we'll call it, of the refugees. So this is the federal relocation policy, and Louisiana doesn't know how many people are seeking asylum, refuge, whatever you want to call it, in their state. The possibility of any kind of a tie to ISIS is the scary thing. Needing information about the refugees, that's the key, so that we don't have a situation like we had in Paris. Background screenings, what does that mean? And I think it's smart of Jindal to get in front of this because it's exactly what everybody's thinking. And it's showing that what happened in France was slipping through the net. People slipped through the net. So are the people that are coming in, are they cleared by the terrorist screening center? And then is there monitoring? Because, of course, that's the whole thing that we go through and wrestle with here in the United States. Opening up our borders and not sharing information is incredibly dangerous because we have open borders. But now with this push of Syrian refugees, it is frightening because how many people could possibly slip in? It is the correct question to ask given the situation, as I mentioned, at the borders. And it's an uncomfortable feeling for sure. I'm sure some of you want to comment on that. We'll take phone calls next. I know that the mailbag is full. We'll go to the mailbag as well coming up in our last segment. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Meet you in a few.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What the U.S. response should be, the border situation. Scary when you think of it, because exactly what's happening in France, and you know, what is it that you do when you're trying to protect your citizens and still you're an ambassador for the rest of the world? And the answer is you definitely have to make sure you have your arms wrapped around your citizens, and we know that from the horrific thing that's happened in France. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
First of all, long live France, right?
Yeah, vive la France, yep.
Vive la France, that's right. Let's all join the French Foreign League. Something. Anyway, I think that it is strange that 240 Russian civilians are killed by ISIS, and we hear hardly anything from the Russians. And 140 French people are killed in Paris, and what do we hear from the French. I think they dropped 20 bombs.
They did. Yeah, I talked about it. Yeah.
Okay. Come on. 20 bombs? The French, man, they'll send the French Foreign Legion to Africa to rescue a dozen missionaries, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you would figure they would have done something huge by now. 20 bombs? See, people are just not realizing that ISIS is not going to catch hell because ISIS is defending Saudi Arabia from Iran. Okay? And so, you know, that is something that people have to realize. You know, Iran is just a few miles away from Saudi Arabia. And ISIS disappears. What do you think is going to happen? You know, it's going to go crazy. And the Iranians just got a $100 billion check from Obama and the other nations that agreed to let them have this treaty or whatever agreement, I think they want to call it nowadays. So you have to ask yourself, you know, ISIS has no air force. They have no tank divisions. They have no Navy fleets. You know, they got RPGs, man. That's their artillery. Okay. And you're telling me that the whole world,
the
whole world can't get rid of these guys? It's because there's money under the table, and there's also the understanding that, you know, they don't want that vacuum. They don't want that vacuum because they know that the Iranians are going to come in there, and then it's going to be 100 times worse because who's going to control all that oil? It's going to be Iran, okay? It's going to be the Shiites.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You know, the Sunnis are not going to stand for that, okay? And things can spin out of control. You know, just that the people need to have a leader out there who just is transparent and tells them, you know, what really is going on. Like, all these refugees, you know, you and I, you know, we say, well, we don't want that. But you have to think a little bit deeper and think about the Assad regime. These men, they're mostly men, like 80% of them are men, are leaving Syria, okay? You're having a manpower drawdown, and you're trying to keep your country together. That hurts, especially when ISIS is getting recruits from all over the Arab world, okay? You know, so we're actually taking recruits away from Assad's military. And that's why you see, I think, you know, that continuing. Even though there could be more terrorism, they're trying to finalize that situation there. And it's a very brinkmanship-type situation, you know. You can attack ISIS, but you can't attack them too much. We've seen that. Remember Jordan when they burned that pilot alive and the Jordanian king put on his military uniform and said, oh, we are going to kick some butt here. Nothing. Crickets. You know. So I'm just saying that even though it's terrible what happened there, the real situation is they don't want Iran to take Saudi Arabia. Somebody else has to step in there. And it's a tough situation unless you tell the American people what's up. If you tell the American people what's up, then you could go in there and clean out both of them. You know? I mean, you could clean out ISIS and
I agree.
Iran. You know, clean out all the bad guys. They're
right.
They're both bad. But if you don't tell the American people...
But the likelihood of that happening,
Yeah, well, that's why you're doing such a great job, because you let anybody on your show, and hopefully the word will get out. Anyway, thank you very much for the opportunity.
As always, Tomas, you make great sense, and I agree. This is things that you and I have talked about before, and it's the same old, only unfortunately we're seeing that innocent people are getting slaughtered. And while that happens, we worry about, again, like I said, where do you put your arms? See, you're putting your arms around. And the link to Saudi Arabia, absolutely. We've discussed that many, many times. Tim in Wyoming, thanks for hanging. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing well. I'm glad to hear your show is on again. I always like listening to you. Your last caller was actually
making
some pretty good. Your last caller was making some pretty good points. He was saying essentially that Saudi Arabia is he didn't really say it, but Saudi Arabia is behind ISIS. I mean, that's part of who's behind ISIS, and since Saudi Arabia is our de facto ally, since we get oil from them and we support them, and I don't know why, but we stick our nose in the Middle East business as much as we do. But since we do that as much as we do, I think this is my personal feeling on it. What we should do is pull our entire nose, our entire camel's nose out of the tent. I mean, we've already got half of the camel's body in there, basically. We're just about living there. We're basically running that Middle East area ourselves, and we shouldn't be bothering. It's not our business. The Constitution doesn't allow us to do those things, but most people don't want to understand that. They don't want to listen to the Constitution. They say the Constitution doesn't matter anymore. It was written so long ago. None of those people knew anything. Well, they understood things from the perspective of having actually seen the wars in Europe, actually having studied, and they were very well-educated men, and they understood that interventionism is not a policy that any country should undertake. And we've done that.
Absolutely.
Sorry, go on.
No, you're right. And the founding fathers, that was the thing. Tom Jefferson spent time in France. He spent time in Europe. And so did Benjamin Franklin. They saw what was happening. That was the whole idea. We're going to put these parameters in place because we know what could happen in the future based on, like you said, what we have seen already occur in our time in dealing with Europe.
Right. And I mean, George Washington said, yeah. I mean, one of his most famous statements was, I'm trying to remember exactly how it was, but it was something like no cooperation with all countries and entangling alliances with none. Basically, diplomacy is
yep,
the first,
exactly.
the first step, and when we use diplomacy, but today we use diplomacy as more of a sword underneath the silk cloth. We say, if you don't accept our silk cloth as the beauty of our argument, well, we'll just pull off the silk cloth, and there's the sword, and there's what we're really representing. Here's what we're really saying to you: the fist inside the glove. It's the we're pretending to be something we're not. We're saying to the rest of the world, well, the rest of the world understands how our foreign policy has basically destroyed a lot of the world, and most of the American people don't understand that because, as I said before, the Constitution is essentially not taught in schools anymore. They call the schools the socialist training camps because that's what they are. But because the Constitution isn't taught in the schools anymore, and, of course, the Bible's not taught in the schools anymore because that would be religious education. We can't do that, obviously. I mean, I'm saying we is what the
right.
is what the What the wrong side of the tracks people, so to speak, would say. They want to say we should not teach morality at school because we should let the kids learn it on their own. Well, how about if the parents teach it first? We teach our kids right and wrong, and then the kids go on to teach their kids the same thing. And hopefully it'll continue from that point. But if it doesn't continue from that point, if it's cut off at the head, essentially, if it's cut off at the head, if the children's heads are cut off by the socialist training camps, the government-funded schools, then they only know what the government tells them to know. That's the only thing they can learn, the only thing they can understand, the only thing they want to know is how...
Right, and then they turn access to other information away, and that's the problem. And you make an excellent point about families, and again, teaching children, and where is that disconnect? There's a bridge that we have crashed into, and absolutely with the Middle East, we see what's happened. You know, what happened to the Arab Spring? It exploded is what happened.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, just the open border policy that France has had for so long. They were continuing to grow a Muslim underbelly, underclass in their country for years.
Absolutely.
And years. I mean,
absolutely.
around 20 years ago they started doing that, but then...
Absolutely, and then look at what a disaster it's become. Tim, great caller from Wyoming. We'll take some more calls on the flip side. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Time for one of my favorite things that we do on this show. I hope you all got the memo that we pushed it a day. It'll be back to its regularly scheduled time next week. But it is time again for Nail the Score. Nail the Score. Normally we have some big bad sounder, but you got me instead with Nail the Score. Do we even have a hammer? There it is. Bum, 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 bum. You gotta have that music. Bum, bum. Wait for it. Here it
is. It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes. Nail the Score. Nail the Score means randomly the game of the week will be chosen by our computer. You know, I really feel like this is the year that we're going to see somebody nail the score. We're going to have somebody's going to be able to do it. And so you know, what Nail the Score entails is if you, the way it works is once the computer randomly picks the game of the week, if you correctly guess the winner and the score, you win a computer. And I'm sorry, but it's Christmas time, a computer, it all sounds good to me. And I got one of these computers so I would understand just how cool it is. They wanted me to know. And what's really cool is I would never have spent the $700 or whatever it was when those tablets came out. And this next book has a tablet. It is awesome. Let me tell you, if you want to take pictures with it, if you want to, it's got a detachable keyboard with it. This next book, really light, easy to travel with. You gotta love it. I mean, seriously, this may be one of the best things that we have ever been able to give out with our little budget here on the little show that could. So you might be the next winner, I hope. We've had two so far, and somebody asked me that the other day. We've had two in the history of America tonight, and this is week 11. And I feel good that someone is going to crack the code. So, Patrick Eggdorf, let the computer fly. Nice. All right. So, this week, the game is the Broncos and the Bears. Broncos and the Bears. So, for you to play, you got to call our number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And once you do that, we'll line you up. Or I know a lot of people, especially lately, have been doing the emailing thing. If you email me your scoring guess right now, I'll get you in. You're locked and loaded. And once, by the way, you call in or you send me that email, you have that score. You own that score for the week, and nobody else can snake it away from you. So not two people can't land on the same number. Like in bingo, you got it. It's your score. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, what do you think?
34-24, Denver. And you're wrong about the states not having the rights. They do. It's even says that the powers that are not enumerated to the Congress, to the United States government, belong to the states. We have the right to tell the Muslims they cannot come in.
You're talking about the Syrian situation. Yeah, absolutely. I've talked to a couple of lawyers about that, and they say that's wrong. In fact, we're going to have somebody to talk about it.
That's right. Check with McCarthy, the constitutional lawyer that we use on Rush Limbaugh. He is absolutely the authority. We have the right.
All right, Dan, thanks. Gotcha. We'll have somebody on to talk about that. But Denver, 34-24. And, of course, you know where I fall in this. I'm not pulling any punches with it. I think there should be a pause. I don't think we should do that because of what happened in Paris. It's quite clear that it would be easy to come across the border. That's exactly what happened there with at least one. Who knows if that situation isn't still going on. I don't blame any governor for saying that. If I were the governor of any state in the United States, frankly, I would do the same thing. I mean, it's a humanitarian crisis, but really your job is to protect and serve in a different way the people of your particular state, right? And I would not want to be on the job if I allowed that to happen and something horrific were to take place. 855-266-5283. Again, flip me the email, americatonight.net. Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good evening. I've stuck my head out of the bunker to do the Elvis tour.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, just keep your powder dry. Let's do a Chicago 35, Broncos 27.
Ooh, I like it because you know what? They could be ripe for an upset, Pete. So good choice. Chicago could be a really good choice to put in there for sure. All right. Traditionally, what we do too as we move along, we will nail Patrick. Patrick, you got to come up with a scoring guess for us. What do you think? Who wins, Denver or Chicago? Chicago.
I'm gonna say Chicago beats
Denver.
Broncos, Denver. 27-23.
Ooh, 27-23. Very nice.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close, too. And I'm going to jump on the same side of that action. I have Chicago winning. which now means my crystal ball probably goes in the opposite direction. I have Chicago winning it 35-21. So I'm saying it's a long day for Peyton Manning. I'm not even making it quite as close. We've seen chinks in the armor, which, again, means nothing. You can analyze these games backwards and forwards, and trust me, I have, and trust me, I do. It doesn't matter. It's that whole paralysis thing. Here's what I think happens, if I'm going to throw this out, though. I look for Matt Forte to have a big game on the ground. I think, you know, Chicago at 4-5, they're at home, and they're 1-3 at home, but I think they find the magic. In other words, they're able to stretch the field a little bit more, and I think Jay Cutler has a decent day. If you look at the line, it's even. So the wise guys, for what it's worth, are basically saying, yeah, this might be a coin flip. And it's weird, you see how they started off. They lost to the Packers, but it was a close game, and the Packers haven't been as good this year. And they were blown out by the Cardinals in a loss. They were decimated by the Seahawks. It was an embarrassing goose egg, 26-0. But then they beat the Raiders in a close one. They beat the Chiefs in a close one, for what it's worth. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Rams. And they've had some really, really close games, close wins. And certainly if you look at the standings, Green Bay's in front of them, Minnesota's in front of them in the NFC North. But I think they're finding their footing. I think they're getting a little bit of a rhythm. So whether or not that happens in this game, remains to be seen. John Fox is all about welcoming back Matt Forte, and he is close to returning. They think he's going to return. That's why I said Matt Forte could have a very, very big day, because he's trying to return from a sprained MCL. And I'll tell you, I don't know, though. If he was kind of limited in practice. If he is back, and Jeremy Langford, of course, is there. I love the idea of what they would bring out of that backfield. So there you go. There's my over-analysis of that particular game. We have some other guesses, too, coming down the pike. This one from Jake, who says Bears 40, Denver 38. Wow. And these scores can be they can be any way you like it, as we say. So we're kind of putting them close, some of us. But we've seen, look, if you run down Chicago Bears scores, like I said, they lose by a point. Crazy games that don't seem like a football score. So that's the thing. There's no bad guess in this whole deal. For goodness sake, they beat the Chiefs 18-17. All right, good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. And thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.